This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Welcome, Courtney. It's good to have you on BPN Radio today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to help bring awareness to this issue.
And here you are as a professional musician, but you're involved in this ministry in Houston, this outreach. You want to tell us a little bit about the outreach and how you got involved?
Sure, I'd love to. The organization that Sabata and I have begun working with is called Elijah Rising. And Kat French is the founder and director of Elijah Rising. And basically, we went and got basic training, which happens on every third Saturday of the month. And you go for a number of hours. They even have a museum there and photographs that show what happens when there are raids that go on. You see many disturbing pictures. You see, you know, even pictures of mattresses, cages that they transport these women in. And it's a real wake-up call. And so after having gone, you know, I told my husband, I said, I really want to get involved with Elijah Rising specifically because it was presented with a message of hope that this could be taken down in the city of Houston. And I left feeling encouraged in my spirit, even though it was very disturbing.
Wow. So here you are. You are a professional musician. You're very busy. And, you know, you have so many invitations. And yet you are involved in this this outreach in Houston, Texas. And how is it, let me ask you, what role you are playing there in Elijah Rising?
I'm coming in as, you know, a person that prays and intercedes. You can go on a van tour. You can go outside of the many, many locations. You'd be shocked. And, you know, as Kat French said, you know, once you start to go around to the areas, your eyes open and you don't realize, like, it's been in front of your face the whole time. But you can go and you can intercede in the van. And you can also, you know, work on a 24/7 helpline. You can go specifically into the brothels and the cantinas going to deliver, you know, a message of hope to these women. And, you know, a possible way out for them, so to speak. You know, so there are many levels of involvement that you can have. Mm-hmm. You know, a less direct but still very important one is, mm-hmm. you know, becoming a monthly donor. Mm-hmm. Elijah Rising has actually purchased an 85-acre farm, which is remarkable, called Kindledon Farm. And they're getting it ready for the women coming out, that they'll have an actual place to go to. So many of them, you know, the average age for entry is actually 13 years old. Mm-hmm. I know it's shocking, but 13 years old, you know, and many of these women just stay inside of it. They have no education. You know, it's not just domestic, it's international. They have their passports stolen, you know, and they're lost. They have no place to go, you know. So beyond even getting out of that particular environment, even moving to someplace like Kindledon Farm where they could begin to heal, begin to get, you know, a skill set in a trade, so to speak, so that they could begin providing for themselves. Mm. It's extremely important. So there are many levels in which you can get involved in.
Well, let's go back to the basics. And a lot of people listening today live here on BPN Radio here at this 10 o'clock hour. Of course, this is going to be replayed throughout the day. You might tell your friends. A lot of people don't even know what human sex trafficking is. What are we talking about?
It's a horrible thing, and actually Houston is in the top five in the country. Houston as a city is known as being a hub. There are many reasons for that. One, because Houston is so diverse. It's on the border of Mexico. We have the port. There's I-45, the two airports. And so the problem is that because of the diversity in the city and the different ways that people can literally come in, a lot of times, literally, these women are shipped as cargo into the city, and then they're moved around from then. But I first became involved in it because God had given me dreams about it, and I began to see these women, and I woke up crying, actually, because it was so disturbing. And I remember I had a dream, and I saw this girl, and she was a teenager, and she was telling me all about her pimp, but she thought it was her boyfriend. And it was just a false kind of love, and that's how she had been lured in. And I remember vividly seeing in the dream, she began to show me all the things that this pimp had bought for her. These material things that she was, you know, giving her body up for, her identity, basically her ownership to this person. And then in the dream, I saw a mattress on the floor and a rope on the door, and I woke up and I was very disturbed. And I told Sabata when we went to the museum and began to see some of the pictures, it's exactly that. There were mattresses, filthy mattresses on the floor where these women were repeatedly raped every day. And I knew, like, right away, God was saying, Court, get involved.
But Court, are you telling me that there is a museum of these girls? Is this in one geographical location in Houston?
Yes, there is actually a museum. If you go to ElijahRising.org, actually the building that they're in, where the organization is, it used to be, I believe, a massage parlor. And they were having trafficking going on in there. And Elijah Rising ended up buying it out. And in a way, they've redeemed this. But inside their building, they've actually set up a museum that talks about the multiple sex rings going on in the city of Houston. There's an Asian sex ring, a Latino sex ring, and then the domestic. And it's just, yeah, they have pictures, actually.
Where is the police in all of this? How could this be going on in Texas and the police not be involved?
You know, actually, and I'm really sad to say it, and I don't speak, you know, for all of the, you know, Houston police, but even when we were going, you know, into the brothels and the cantinas and, you know, possible strip clubs, trying to meet these women, going into the darkness, as we're told to do, going into the darkness. Mm-hmm. There were policemen that would protect and stand outside of these buildings, and they're working together to keep this going on. And it was so, I mean, I can't even tell you the righteous anger in me that came up, you know, seeing these men allowing it to go on. I mean, you go into certain places, they have the video cameras. You can't even step across the threshold. It's so tightly monitored. But there are definitely policemen that are involved in it. But I know that there are good ones, too. And so I think a lot of it happens through prayer. I think it's just a very spiritual battle that needs prayers going up, you know, and declarations being made that the city of Houston will be turned, you know, away from this evil, and that God will move the hearts of these men and women.
Okay. In Houston, is there... is this being publicized? Is there an outcry? What is the public? How is the public responding to all of this?
Well, I would say in the city of Houston, there are pockets of organizations. There are pockets of churches that get involved, you know, because once you know about it, it's kind of hard to turn a blind eye and a deaf ear. But as I, a couple years ago, I wrote a grant actually to take my music to girls that had come out of sex trafficking. And I was targeting, it was ages 9 to 18 that I began to work with. And I would go and I would play cello over them. And then I would do worship songs with them. And just so the girls could just begin to sing and declare, you know, a message of hope and identity over themselves as a way of healing. But I remember pitching my idea, and it was almost, you know, as if the air got sucked out of the room, because people don't like to hear about uncomfortable things. They don't like to hear about unpleasant things, you know? And so I find a lot of times people aren't interested because it's so disturbing, because anybody can suddenly think of a 13-year-old that they know. Anybody can think of, you know, someone that's come from a broken home, or, you know, even an international friend. We all know these people, you know? And so I think a lot of it is just that people don't want to be bothered by the ugliness of sex trafficking, even though it's everywhere.
So how many young ladies do you think is involved in sex trafficking in Houston? These young ladies are being taken and held against their will.
And also coerced by money. You get people in desperate situations. You know, they're being coerced by money. You have parents that have given up their children. I know it's shocking, but parents that actually will give up their children for this, and it's run, you know? It's run and fueled by money and greed, you know, and pornography that drives a demand that cannot be met. The amount of people watching pornography, there are not enough women to meet those needs, so to speak. Mm. So, I mean, you're getting into literally a whole culture that needs shifting, you know, something that needs to be talked about. You know, one of my good friends asked me, she goes, well, isn't it like Pretty Woman, and don't they sign up for this? You know, and it's not. That's a movie, but this is reality, you know. And so, you know, it's not like people are wanting to do those things. You know, a lot of broken homes and, you know, teenage girls that think someone finally loves them, and, you know, getting lured in by social media or by other girlfriends. They're starting to use women, other women, to bring them in because they seem more motherly and trusting. I mean, it's mind-boggling. You know, how evil and twisted everything is. You know, there's no real relationship and no demonstration of what true love is. And unfortunately, they find it out very quickly, you know, once they get pulled in.
So you don't know how many might be involved in Houston? You don't have any statistics on that?
I do not. I honestly don't even know. But I can say when we went to one cantina and we went inside. And when we got out, it was small, a cantina, only Spanish speaking. We need Spanish speakers to get involved, actually. And they said that they had done a raid there and found 210 women in one cantina. There had been a raid. So if you start to think like that, you know, I mean, the sky is the limit.
Right.
But there is a website called Polaris, and they give statistics, and apparently Houston lights up all the time wanting the services of women in that way.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And I guess this is all over America, isn't it, Courtney? I mean, cities all across the land.
It is, and it's everywhere, you know, and it's really, I mean, it's an attack on, you know, your personal identity, something like that. It's assaulting your physical body, your soul, your spirit, everything, you know. But it also is an attack on marriages and on family. I was shocked. I'll tell you a true story. We went and we were going in, and I was happened to be in the parking lot. I saw a well-dressed gentleman, probably in his 40s, pull up. And on the back of his car, he had a bumper sticker of the Nativity, the Christmas Nativity. And he literally got out of his car and goes into this club. And I was floored. So, I mean, you would get people that almost, I would say, look the part, and then you get your everyday men that go into these places, men that are married, men that have families, that have no business, you know, no mm-hmm. one has a right to do any of that. Mm-hmm. But I just saw this man, and he literally went into the club, and I just couldn't believe it, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like hidden. It's all hidden. So one of the things, you know, that I've been praying is that everything be exposed. You know?
Right.
All of it be exposed.
Well, this is really shocking, and I guess it's shocking because it is open, and yet these places are not being closed, or people are not being arrested, or places raided. That's kind of unthinkable to me.
Yeah, some of them are. It's really difficult because, like I said, the whole industry, it's fueled with greed and money, you know, so much of that. And so, you know, for them to get closed, they've actually... It's more looking into people reporting code violations on a certain building or on a certain property. Mm-hmm. But you know what, Dale? I think that if more civilians got involved and were outraged by it, you know, if mm-hmm. more got involved and began to you know, go to the police, become aware, you know, go to an Elijah Rising basic training, go on a van tour at night and sit there, and have their eyes open to what they've been around the whole time, I guarantee they would get involved. More people would get involved. More people would become aware and educated, and, you know, with numbers. They could mm-hmm. they could begin as citizens to put a stop to this.
Mm-hmm. I guess this would also be a warning to parents that, you know, if their children run away from home, that they can be a major, major danger.
Oh, easy targets. Easy targets. I mean, there are just multiple places where, you know, pimps will hang out. They'll hang out in bus terminals. They're looking, you know, because they don't look at these, you know, children or these women as, you know, people of value in the sense of someone, you know, with emotions. They look at them as like an ATM for money, you know. Some of the, oh, it was unbelievable, Dale. Some of the pictures we saw, literally, these women are like branded with their pimp names. Mm. They're tattooed, you know, with their pimps, like almost like a creed that they're literally owned by them. It's so disturbing, you know. But all I can say again, because it is so disturbing, that's why it's even more important to become involved. You know, it's one thing when you talk about it and you're like, oh, that's so sad, and then you leave it there. But there's an action that's required, you know?
Yeah.
And I just know, I know that my Bible tells me to love my neighbor as I love myself. And I just know if that was me, I would want somebody coming after me, trying to bring hope to me, bringing truth to me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's all. For me, that's enough. That there alone is able to get me past any kind of, you know, uncomfortable feeling or, you know, isn't it dangerous? All of those kind of things. It's just, but what if it was me? You know, and Dale, I teach kids, you know, around this same age, and I look at them, and then I think about, you know, the girls that I had met when I was working, you know, at Freedom Place, same age. Different stories,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I think awareness and action is what is required.
Well, this is quite mind-boggling, Courtney. Just want to remind you that you're listening to BPN Radio, and I have Courtney, our friend Courtney Vandiver-Pierre, who plays background music almost every day here on BPN Radio. And Courtney has been nominated for a Grammy Award, and has played across America, around the globe, and yet she's involved in helping rescue these girls, minister to them, who's in human sex trafficking, and you're involved with Elijah Rising, Can you tell us a little bit about this this outreach?
Yes, I can. So Elijah Rising is the organization, and the website is ElijahRising.org. Please look it up. They have many different ways of getting involved. But again, the most important thing is to begin to learn about even the culture of sex trafficking, learning about the things that are going on around you 24/7, you know, to have your eyes open to it. You can go to the website, you can click and register for basic training. One of the, I think, eye-opening ways is to take a van tour. Actually, in 2016, Elijah Rising did 61 van tours, multiple van tours, where at night you would go with a group of people in a van and they would take you to known places where this kind of activity, where sex trafficking is going on, where women, you know, are being, you know, exploited. And so you would go to these different locations. In Houston, they have routes in Cyprus, in Katy, Texas. They're actually working now on getting van tour routes for Webster in Spring. And they've had 742 people come on a van tour, I think in 2016 alone. But they need more people to come so that they'll be aware. A lot of it also takes place in massage parlors and nail salons. So it's happening everywhere. Also in homes, because there's a lot of real estate in the city of Houston. People will just buy a home and they'll defile it and turn it into a brothel, and not how a home should be used. So I just strongly recommend the basic training and the van tours. They also do what's called an intervention on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. And so that's when you come in the evening, and we'll do worship and intercession and praying and just getting ourselves ready, and then hitting the streets, going in teams to different brothels and cantinas or strip clubs, wherever it is, but covered, you know, and prepared, and going into these dark places to bring Jesus Christ into these areas. Wow. And so that happens every second and fourth Friday of each month. And again, you can find that information at ElijahRising.org.
ElijahRising.org. Yeah, and I understand that this this outreach, this ministry, started in 2010 as a once-a-month prayer meeting. So it's all based on prayer. It started just people getting together to pray.
Yes. Prayer is huge, because prayer will shift that atmosphere, you know?
Yeah.
You have to. So much of that is a prayer. So actually, when we go on an intervention, there are people that actually stay in the building and continue to intercede and pray the entire time that we're out.
Well, we know that Satan is out to bring destruction. So what better way to do it than to get to our youth? And I believe the battle, you know, for the heart and soul of our nation is the young people, the millennial generation, and even younger. And so I know this is a real warfare, and I encourage, I'm so thankful that you're involved. You and Sabat are involved there in Houston, but there's, of course, people listening all across America, the nations of the world. How can people find out if there is a ministry, or if there's activity going on in their city or their town or their area? Is there a way to get that information?
Honestly, the way that I first became involved, you know, after God started to put that on my heart, because again, Dale, I'm a cellist. What am I doing, you know? And yet, you know, God was just like, Court, find a way, get involved. And so I just Googled. I Googled simply organizations in my city that fight sex trafficking. And then a whole list came up. And the neat thing is now certain churches, groups are joining more and more into it. But I need to clarify for a second. It's not just young people. It's also women as well, and 18 and up, that are getting pulled into this. So there's no discriminating age. They're hitting, you know, a whole range, so to speak, you know, not just young people. And so, yeah, I have to say, like, you know, when we went went inside the cantina. You know, these women, Dale, they're so nice. They were so warm. They were so friendly. I think they were just so happy to have somebody, you know, with a light in their eyes that was talking to them. I never encountered one time of a woman turning me away, a woman being upset or angry. I feel like that says a lot.
Yeah, it does. Well, here on BPN Radio, you know, we are committed to pray. That's what we're, but we have to have something to pray about. We don't just pray to pray, but we pray for certain situations. So today, we're calling America to pray for the human sex trafficking situation that's going on in America. Women being exploited, and it's just, I call it a national tragedy. And Courtney, I know that you know how to pray. You're a woman of prayer. And I want you to pray however the Holy Spirit leads you. I want you to say a prayer, and I'm going to ask people that are listening here today on BPN Radio, I'm going to ask them to join in intercession with you. So however the Holy Spirit leads you to pray, then you go for it.
Yes. Jesus, I just ask right now to every person hearing this broadcast that you would begin to move their heart towards action, that you would move them, God, to become involved in something that is so evil that they could not turn away from it, God, but they would open their hearts, they would give their time, their talent, their money towards bringing down sex trafficking in their cities, God. I pray, Lord, that you would guide them to the right organization, guide them to the right people, and Lord, let this begin, God. Bring your righteousness and your healing back upon this land. And we just speak to these cities around the U.S. and around the world, God. And we just declare your righteousness right now, God. Even all of the business owners that know what's going on, every pimp, every John, God, let the fear of God hit their heart. Let them turn from their ways. We speak a word of freedom and deliverance to every single person involved in sex trafficking, God. We speak deliverance to them. We speak salvation to them. In Jesus' name, God, and the ones that have had children along the way, God, inside of this, God, we speak protection and destiny and salvation over these kids that have been born inside this business, God. And Lord, I just ask that you would intervene and you would move on the hearts of your believers and you would give them a spirit of boldness and a spirit of love to go into the darkness, to pull down these strongholds, God. And I thank you, God, that all of the policemen involved and all of the judges, God, we just call for righteousness in that area too, that you would change their hearts, God, and you would open their eyes to see what's really going on. I just ask this now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I set myself in agreement with you, Courtney. And, wow. You know, so many Christians pray, but, you know, Jesus said that we must watch and pray. We must do something other than prayer. And so I'm thankful that you're watching and praying and involved in this ministry, and I invite others to go to ElijahRising.org and find out about this ministry and get involved if you're in the Houston area or, you know, in your town or your city as we pray for another spiritual awakening in America. And we're talking about a spiritual awakening in these dark places, and we're believing God. And I thank you for being on, Courtney. You're a tremendous blessing to our lives, and we play your music almost every day. How can people purchase your music?
To iTunes and look up Journey to Light. You'll see Clarence Grant and Courtney Vandiver Pereira. It's also on Spotify. But Dale, let me just quickly say, Houston is putting together an event called the Justice Rally, February 1st through the 4th. and it's literally leading up to the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is the hottest time, so to speak, mm-hmm. when pimps literally are bringing in people from all over the world. Mm-hmm. And Houston has a major opportunity this year to become involved. So if you go to Elijah Rising, register for the Justice Rally. Come get trained. We're going to hit the streets and do outreaches and meet these women and do awareness outreaches to hotels and to bars mm-hmm. and get people trained right before the Super Bowl, which is happening in February, in the beginning of February. Sign up for the Justice Rally. Come be a part of it. And, you know, come help. The Justice Rally is going to be held at Freedom Outpost in Spring Branch. Come get involved. We need individuals, church groups, worship teams. Put your time and talent, put your money towards that, you know, and bring awareness to the city of Houston. Hit the streets of Houston and get the word out.
Well, I encourage everybody to do that. That would be an excellent opportunity for people to get involved there, then go back to their city, their area, and maybe start a group or begin to have a ministry time. We used to think that the Mardi Gras in New Orleans was the only place where things like this was happening, but it definitely has spread across America.
It definitely has, and as I mentioned before, I've actually seen footage, and in these places, they have set up altars to various gods that they pray to and they, you know, give offerings to. Inside of these places, they've made altars of complete defilement set up to keep this going on. So it is indeed a very spiritual battle. You know, it's shocking, you know, but again, involvement and action, that is what's required.
Yeah. Well, I set myself in agreement with you and those that are involved in this ministry. We here at BPN Radio, that's what we're all about, calling people to pray. And all day long, we're going to be praying for this situation and in the days to come. And maybe during this Justice Rally, you could call in. We could get maybe a live report on what's going on and encourage people to be praying. Even those that cannot come to Houston, they can be setting themselves in agreement in prayer for this situation.
That is correct. And one last thing, there is a 24/7 helpline where people can call in if they are needing help, you know, if you happen to know somebody or think you know somebody. And I'd like to give that number out.
Sure.
Just to, you know, make it available. And that the helpline number is 713-322-8000. And it's 24/7. There are operators that literally stay there to mm-hmm. answer the phone when these women are calling. Okay. Again, the helpline number is 713-322-8000.
Okay, we encourage people to call in, to check ElijahRising.org. And thank you, Courtney, for being on today. And keep us posted on the progress, and we will partner with this ministry, this outreach with you, because we definitely know this is a national tragedy, and we believe that God is going to work miracles in this situation.
Yes, he can. And I feel like Houston has such a huge opportunity with the Super Bowl coming to our city. Mm-hmm. We can do it.
Yeah,
we can do it.
Absolutely. Thank you for being on today, Courtney.
Thank you.
We sure love you.
Love you, too.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax-deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the
cloak of sadness. I need you. All the evil things that shake me, all the words that break me, I need you. it's left. Come running, come running, come running back to you. Come running, come running, come running back to you.
Come running, running back to you. Come running, come running. put down my defenses, lay down my pride. Love and forgiveness flow deep and wide, so I'll run to you and surrender all as I lay down my life and pick up my cross. What a joy it is to give my life away to you. All that I need, all that I seek is you here with me. Holy Spirit, have your way. Of trouble, though trials may come, the rock of ages is standing strong. I'm fighting battles, but the war is won, so I'll run to you and surrender all as I lay down my life.
Remind me now.